Bhumi in front of temple or your room Bhumi. Supporting and nursing your children. Doing. Or sleep. Don't tell this sleep. Govinda damo dharma dhare ti. Govinda damo dharma dhare ti. Don't go to grammar. Now you are in the last stages of death. Yes, sir, go. That is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that. Chant, remember these things. If you are going to any pandit who is not realized, then he will mislead you and tell that, oh, where are the symptoms? He will, oh, tilak is somewhat not good. There is defect in your tilak, so you are not pure Vaishnava. Oh, you are black, so you are not pure good. Pure Vaishnava. You don't know Anuswar, and Anuswar you know? In Sanskrit, Kang Kang, Anbisharga, dots. So you cannot be a very real devotee. You should learn first grammar. I know that any of our devotees, like Haridas Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, so are like this. They have never gone to read grammar. So, first read Jaya Dharma. I will suggest you. You should hear Gurudev, Anshad Gurudev. Automatically it will come. If your Gurudev is bona fide. Who is Gurudev? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Ramananda, and Ramananda told that, who are you? First I see you as a sannyasi, very beautiful sannyasi. Now I saw that you are Krishna, and now I am seeing that you are covered with golden any lady, and now you are Rasaraj Mahabhav. Who are you? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, you are really a Uttam Mahabhagavat. You can see everywhere Krishna, your versatile details is Jugal Kishore. You are saying like this in me here and there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very politely told, oh, you are Jagat Guru. You should bless on me and help me. I heard from Sadhvam Bhattacharya. He told that, I am not so qualified. You should go to Raya Ramananda and he will teach you all these things. Vaishnava, etiquette, tattva, rasa, everything. So I have come to you and you are cheating me. You are not telling all these facts. I know that you are Guru, because Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Shudra Kenu Naya, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guruha. This is the real definition. Who is Guru? Who is Krishna Tattva Veta? Knows all the Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Ras Tattva, Prema Tattva, everything he is knowing. Whether he will be Shudra, he will be renounced, he will be Grihastha, he may be anyone. Out of Varnasam Dharma, anyone. Tasmat Gurum Prapaddeta, Jikyasu Seya Uttamam, Sabde Parecha Nishanatam Brahman Nupasamasem. Here the definition of Gurudev same. But he should be Krishna Tattvaveta. Can in this whole world anyone can say that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was not Tattvavetta? Anyone has dared to tell? If anyone telling, I must cut their tongue. And we should also cut their tongue if anyone is telling. The Guru of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj Vasila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Jagatguru. You know how renowned and how qualified and high class of Vaishnava he was and Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He was not Krishna Tattvaveta. Anyone can say in this world, challenge? Only mad persons can, foolish, very foolish, like an ass, donkey, they can tell like this. Otherwise, not, never. So, if he is Tattvaveta, then why you had so many doubts in him? I want that your all doubts should be washed away. And even by telling so, my suggestion, if that cloud of so many doubts are there, anyone, Krishna himself cannot do anything. Never he can do. So try to be. If anyone has doubt, don't mix with them. Like very big, dangerous poison. Don't meet them. Even he is so much favorable to us. Like, once, you know, Mirabai in India was the first class devotee. But not in our line, but he was first class devotee. He was somewhat inclination to Dwarkadesh. But no harm. She wrote a letter to Tulsidas. He was very great bhakta. That my all husband, father-in-law, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law, all in my family are opposite to me. They are opposed that you should not do bhajan. Always opposing me and making me so much disturbance. What should I do? I am a female. What should I do? Should I be in family or I should give up family this and I should go to Vrindavan? At once Tulsidas, very renowned person, he wrote. What he wrote? Jinake priyanarama vedehi tajiya koti bairisham yadda paparamashane baliguru tajavu kanta praji balitan bhai jagamangalakari tajavu pita prahalad vibhishana bandhu bharat mahatari baliguru tajavu kanta praji balitan bhai jagamangalakari. The purpose of this is that anyone who is so much near and dear, like life and soul, but he is not serving and not have any attachment with Krishna and Srimati Radhika, that should be given up like poison. As if Prahlad Maharaj left his father, Bharat Maharaj, the brother of Ramji, left his mother, Kaikai, forever. After that, he never told that, oh, mother Kaikai. Never. He told Queen Kaikai, not mother. And Bali Maharaj, he left his Gurudev, Sandamarka and Sukracharya. He made some disturbance. When he was giving whole three steps of land to him, he told that he is Vishnu and he will take everything, so don't give. But he told that I have promised I must give. And if he is Vishnu, anyhow he will take, and he is owner of whole world. So this world is of him. Why should I give him? So I have promised I should give. Then he told that, I reject you from my discipleship. Then he told, I am rejecting you from Guru. And at last he was blind. Who? Sukracharya. He is not seeing reality. and that is he is blind. I think that he is really not blind, but why he is told blind? Because he is not seeing true things. So anyhow, if near and dear father, mother, sister, even wife, husband, we should kick out them for the sake of service of Krishna. So we should go to what was you are telling?
Mirabai.
He kicked up all and went to Vrindavan. And then his father, mother,
husband,
all began to pursue him. Oh, we have done great mistake. You should return to him. He should, oh, never. And she went. So we should be very... If anyone has some doubt in Guru Tattva, those is certainly a Krishna Tattva-Vetta. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I think they see that in so many years, there is none equal to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada in whole world. He was so qualified, at least with so many transcendental qualities in him. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was called?
In heaven.
That the demigods like Indra, Brihaspati, they have some doubt. In this slok, apichesu duracharo, and he was called and he went and removed their all doubts. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is how?
Qualified.
And if anyone has doubt that he has no guru parampara, then we should cut that, not only tongue, that no heart. So you should be very, very strong in this thing. It is better to live foolishness, in foolishness, no heart, like Kanishtha Adhikari. And I think that it is not good to be a pandit, bogus pandit. Pandits are so qualified, but only they are foolish. Pandits have so many qualities, but only they are foolish. They cannot determine what is right and what is wrong. Once, a very big pandit, very big scholar, very big scholar in Sanskrit and grammar, he was going through a forest anywhere. The villagers came to him and told, "Don't go through this dense forest, there are so many tigers and lions. They will attack and they will at once eat you. Don't go." "Oh, tigers, I know that Vyagra. Vyagra means from Jigrati it has come, from this Dhatu. So, by grammar I am saying that he will smell me. He will not eat, because it is not in this root. Verbal root. Achha, you are not... Hamari baat nahi maan rahe ho. You are not... obeying me. You can go, and you will realize the fact. And he went. He saw a very dangerous tiger in front, and he was roaring. And he looked, and at once he jammed. Oh, he will come and he will... No. He will smell me by root, verbal root. He cannot take. But when he jumped and began to
bite,
then, oh, sometimes it is used in eating also. I forget it. And then, in the meantime, he ate his whole body and he was finished. So, pandits are like this. So don't go towards these things. Be actually, offer yourself in the lotus works of Tattva Vitta Guru. Don't think all these things. You cannot understand. So doubt, those who have doubt about all these things, they will make so many clouds of doubts. And thus you will be ruined forever. Quickly. Waste your time if learning grammar of Sanskrit, of Hindi grammar, not anything. Any language cannot give anything. Simply, in all languages, prem is there. I'm telling a pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his tour to South India. He reached to a Ranganath temple, very famous in South. The temple is so high and built, upper part is built of gold. And so big in whole world. So many villages are in the territory of boundary of that temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in the house of Venkat Bhatta. That is the father of Gopal Bhatta, his son. He used to go to take darshan of Ranganath Devi. He was seeing that there is a Brahmin. And he used to read Gita. But he was not a scholar, not knowing grammar, not knowing any letters only he used to learn, O, I, E, U, O, like this. But he used to utter sensuous slokes, very wrong, and began to weep, used to become weep and weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking after him. One day he went to him and began to hear what he said. And he was weeping and uttering, Dharma Chetre Kuru Chetre Samaveta Jujutsava, without grammar, reading wrong, wrong pronunciations and everything, but weeping so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after when he finished and he was closing the book, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very honorably he asked, O Bhakta, when you read Gita, why you weep? I see that there are so many learned persons reading Gita here, but they never weep. But how you are weeping? He told that, I am not a learned person. I don't know Sanskrit or any language. When I open the book, I see that at once Arjuna is sitting on the chariot, giving his bow and arrows, and he is so sad. And Krishna is smiling, giving so many instructions, Sarva Dharmana Parityajyamam Ekam. I see, and oh, how beautiful Krishna is. And seeing this, I become melted, hearted, and I weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once embraced, you are really devotee. All truth will come in your heart. This is the process. Not by grammar, not by intelligence we can know achinta bheda bheda. We cannot know Achinta Veda Veda because the theory of all Sandarbhas and Govinda Bhashya is Achinta Veda Veda. What is the meaning of Achinta? It cannot be known by intelligence, by grammar, by any in the power of these senses, Nadhar. How it will come? Only by grace of causeless mercy of Krishna and his Bhagavats. Guru can get this. So be very fixed and strong in this. So don't waste time in this thing. In any language you can tell Hare Krishna, in all languages it is. And prema will come. Our constitutional form is there. But is there, everything is potency in seed. So by the mercy of Gurudev, and chanting and remembering, all doubts will go easily, and all your offenses and anarth will go. And thus we will see that everything was in that seed. Only water was needed. And what water? The association of Vaishnavas are coming something from Hladini and Sambit from the hearts of Ragatmika Bhakti association. This is method. Don't go towards intelligence and all these things. Be like this. All the established thought will come in your heart in this process. Try to give up all the doubts and be like this. I wanted to tell something from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that what are the functions of Madhyama Adhikari and who is Madhyama Adhikari. At least he has sambandha gyan with Krishna. He has had knowledge of all the tattva, and anartha has been so much removed, and at least he has come in the stage of nistha, ruchi and asakti. Then he will madhyam adhikari, but kanishta madhyam is. He can help us by Harikatha. But not at the moment that all you should be Premi Bhakta, not like this. Who will do this? Only three kinds of Uttama Adhikari. Murchit Kasai, Nirdhut Kasai and what I told yesterday. Like Naradmani in first stage, Sukhdev Goswami in second stage and third stage in Narada Rishi. They can help. They can tell, oh, at once you should be tree. They will be tree. At once you should be full of pain. You should dance, remember and do. Like Nityananda Prabhu touched Jarai and Madhai and they began to dance and, oh Krishna, where you are, rolling down on the earth. So we should try to follow this very easy process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given very easy process. Don't go in intelligence, kasarat of mind.
Exercise of mind.
Don't try to do exercise, mental exercise. It will not do. So I think that I will tell you what are the functions of Madhyama Adhikari tomorrow. Now time is over. I should not speak more. So tomorrow again I will do. God Premananda. Ask anything. You can come at any time. Don't think that Narayan Maharaj is always closed in any room. I have come only to help you and associate with you. But I am somewhat like a old age, and some doctors have told me not to always speak. So I should chant, remember, do my devotional service also to help you. So you should not think that I am not available to you. You can go freely, like friends. I think you like my friends, my sons and daughters.
In France, everyone is your friend.
Yes, in France, I think that all are my friends. So don't hesitate to come to me. Yes, sir, tell.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my man.